Hey, this is Philip Suba with your empowerment sessions. And as always, I'm excited to be wherever you are in this time, in this moment. I've got some good stuff to share with you to catapult you, also to motivate you, but also to focus you on something that's really important. Let's do it. Hey, so we're back. And I want to share something with you that is needed during our current culture, climate, and environment. Charles Dickens began the book A Tale of Two Cities by saying it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. And yep, that's where we are. Some people say that, man, this has been the best season of my life because I'm seeing so many things happen within me or within my life personally. And some people are saying the actual opposite. They're saying so many things that went wrong. None of this was expected. No one was looking forward to it. All the various variables that we are experiencing. And so with that in mind, I think it's important to stress the need to endure. Endure this season. There's something about seasons that we often forget. They're temporary. Seasons have an expiration date. And sometimes the seasons change without us really knowing that they've changed. Because you don't really see the immediate changes or the immediate distinction of the seasons. Sometimes the seasons change in subtlety. When you talk about the difference between summer and winter and fall and autumn and, you know, the changes in the season become eventual, but not necessarily immediately seen. And I think that it's important for us to understand that in this moment that we are, that this season will not be an eternal season. It will change for the better. It will get better for us. And we may not begin to see the immediate changes, but we'll begin to see them in subtlety. But what I don't want us to do is to operate in this season looking for the next season and missing out on the significance and the importance and the opportunities in this moment. The greatest way of saying it, I think, is thinking about right now while I'm recording. Today is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. And a lot of times, typically, we live for the weekends. Whatever it is that the weekend brings to us, peace, relaxation, just the liberty of not having to go to work for some of us. And, you know, it's like, man, I can chill out. I can breathe again. It's the ending of something. And when I get the weekend gets here, it's like I finished this week. Great. I can breathe. Okay. Now, and then I can get ready for next week and start this cycle all over. And what happens is we end up dreading the current moments in anticipation for the next. And so what I want to focus on in this podcast, in this particular episode, is the need to endure and what it means to endure or what is needed to endure. How are we going to endure this season? And I understand that we're taking the precautions physically. You know, hopefully you guys are wearing masks. Hopefully at the same time you guys are voting. Hopefully at the same time you're thinking ahead and you're building strategies. But I want to point out this. That sometimes the bitterness of the current season will hinder you from being able to move forward into the next. And so with that, I want to give you three things that I think are important for us to address, to identify, and to focus on in this current season as we are anticipation of the next, right? Here's number one. To enable us to effectively endure this season and prepare for the next, we have to take inventory of our hearts. If there's one thing that we cannot ignore, it is the condition of the heart of man. Absolutely. The condition of the heart of man. The condition of our individual hearts. We have to take inventory of our hearts and understand that our heart is an essential part of our being, the essence of who we are. And out of our heart flows the issues of our lives. We begin to respond to things based off of the conditions of our heart. It is a saying that hurt people because the heart is broken and the heart is hurt. And so what we have to do in this season, now that we are able to see where our hearts are, we have to begin to address those issues, and we have to find healing. We have to find reconciliation where it is needed. We have to mend or allow our hearts to be mended in this season. Because if the truth is told, whatever, or not whatever, but the good things that are ahead of us, they're going to require all of us. And that means not just your heart, but the totality of who you are to be whole. To be whole. You know, the next season of your life may be a season where you speak on the testimonies of what you're encountering in this now season. And that may be how I healed my heart in the midst of a pandemic. How I was able to take advantage of the time to self-reflect and look at the issues of my heart, the things that I've been ignoring, the things that I've been covering up, and the things that I have justified looking over by pointing out the faults of others and the wrongdoings of others as it relates to my heart. But hear what I just said, my heart, your heart. The heart is a personal thing. And although we respond to the actions of others, it is our responsibility to cultivate our heart, to keep our hearts healthy. So take inventory of your heart. The second thing is, not only your heart, you're going to need a good heart to endure this season. You're going to need to inspect your heart and make sure that your heart is in a good place in the things that you do, but also your mind. We have to control our thinking. We have to make sure that we are cognitively aware of the influences of our thinking. You know, I often refer to this book by Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. And it's a great book. If you haven't looked at it, man, I do encourage you to look at it. My pastor has a great book out that he released this year called The Shift by Pastor Keon D. Henderson. It's a great book. I think you should look at it because it dives in some of the areas of the heart and shows us how we learn different things in through life experiences, but not just the heart, but also our thinking, our mind. And I want to tell you to look into the things that you have been focused on, the things that influence your thought patterns and the roadmap for how you think about things, how you see things, how you view things. Look at those things in particular as it relates to your mind. What are the things that you focus on a consistent basis? Whether it's consciously or unconsciously, just look back and just begin to think, what are the reoccurring thoughts that you are having? And why are they reoccurring? Why are they valid to you? Are they valid to you? Begin to look on those things and think about that, because in order for you to survive this season, you're going to have the right thinking. You're going to have the right thinking in order for you to endure and survive this season, and then also to be propelled to the next and to be ready for the next, to set the strategy and the foundation and the structure that you need to endure and also come out thriving for the next season. You're going to have to think on the thought patterns. You're going to have the thought patterns of success, the thought patterns of hope, the thought patterns of strategy, and you're going to have to expose your mind to a different level of thinking and seeing. Not only that, but yourself. And this is the last one, yourself. It is important for you to love yourself. Love yourself to know that how you treat yourself, how you take care of yourself, how you mind yourself, how you think about yourself is going to be the direct impact of how you treat and how you mind, honor, respect others. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I want to tell you, listen, if you don't love yourself, then you can't love your neighbor. Now, this whole thought of loving yourself has so many layers to it. It's loving yourself to be conscious and to be disciplined in what you eat, what you think, what you watch, what you see, what you hear, what you entertain, what you say. Do you work out? Do you not work out? Are you challenging yourself in the disciplines of your life? Are you being loose in the disciplines of your life? All these things impact how you love yourself. And you have to understand that loving yourself doesn't mean that you esteem yourself in such a way that everybody else is in support, is, you know, is beneath you. No, I'm not talking about being egotistical. I'm not talking about you being pride. I'm not talking about you dismissing everyone else and saying that I am. No, I'm not talking about that. But what I'm saying is understand that loving yourself empowers you to love others. Loving yourself empowers you to forgive. Loving yourself empowers you to empower others and to be a light in your world, your community, your culture, your environment, your family, your business, your job. Whatever it is that you do, you have to understand that you being at the best of you will help others to be at the best of them. Right? So loving yourself means, yeah, do you need to get enough rest? Do you need to work out? Do you need to take out moments to just simply meditate? Do you need quiet moments? Are you introvert? Are you extrovert? What makes you thrive? What keeps you at the top of your game? Those are the things that you're going to need in order to be successful right now and to endure this season. What do you need to endure? What do you need to keep your mind in the right place? What do you need to keep your heart in pureness? What do you need? You have to take these actions. And I tell you that although we want to put a generic format and a generic plan and a generic prescription for all and everyone to say, if everyone just do X, Y, and Z, you know, but the truth of the matter is that because we're all different and because we all have things and elements that make us distinct and unique as individuals, although I'm giving you these three things, your heart, your mind, and yourself, I want to tell you that you're going to have to find out what it means to guard your heart. You're going to find out what it means to purify your heart. You're going to have to find out what it means for you exclusively, what it means to search out the issues of your heart. What does it mean to guard your mind? You're going to have to understand the thought patterns of your mind. What are the thought patterns that need to be questioned? What are the thought patterns that need to be rethought? What are the thought patterns that need to be lost? What are the thought patterns that need to be gained? What type of thinking do you need to expose yourself to? And then yourself. What are the things that you're committed to? You're going to have to examine these things for yourself to see that, yep, for someone else, it may be I need more time to sit back and reflect at the end of the day. For someone, they might say, I need to engage more with other people. I need to engage more in conversations. Some people, it may be I need to back off. Maybe I'm working out too much. I'm trying to compensate for something else by working out. But what I really need to do is identify what it is that I'm trying to run from and face those things head on. And for someone else, they're probably saying, I don't work out enough. You know, I need to commit to working out. I need to commit to drinking more water. I need to commit to those things. For someone, they may be saying, I have blamed everyone else for the issues in my own life. And that has caused my heart to be bitter and resentful. But I need to stop and I need to forgive them. And then I need to also forgive myself for not embracing the truth of who I am and myself and my own thought patterns. And I'm not speaking in a judgmental way of saying, oh, I've read this and, you know, I found this out, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying no, I'm saying this from experience, that these are things that I myself have taken on in this season. I have had to look in my heart and say, Philip, your heart hasn't been right in this situation. And I've had to pray and say, God, help me with this issue in my heart. I'm beginning to see this. Philip, this manner of thinking has not got you the results that you wanted. Let's change that. Philip, what are you doing for self-care? Let's be truthful to you. What do you know? We're not talking about everyone else. We're talking about you. And I want to tell you that these three areas, if you look into them, they will give you the strength to endure this season if you take advantage of them now. They will help you gain the focus you need for this season. They will. And I tell you that it will empower you so that the season that is coming, you'll be in a much better place. You'll have everything in place. Your heart will be in the place. You'll begin to think on the things that you need to think of. And you will have invested in yourself in such a way that you will be able to invest in others on a whole nother level. Challenge yourself today. As we talk about this podcast being called Empowerment Sessions, this is your session. I am your life coach, and I am telling you that this is the season to begin to reflect internally. One of the biggest blinders of self-reflection is to deflect and think about everything that is going on externally around us. This is the season not to be tossed and driven by the news and the media. You are to be informed, but never, 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 never give so much attention to the things that are going on around you that you negate what's going on within you. Tweet that. All right. I'll see you guys next week. I'm coming back on with something greater, something better. We'll go to the next level. I do want to take a moment to encourage you guys to follow me on Facebook if you haven't. Last week and this week, I have put out what I called empowerment nuggets, and they've just been little snippets that I find helpful to share. And I don't go as in-depth as I do on here, but it's just something to keep you going throughout the week and just, you know, kind of give you a perspective on certain things to empower you. You know, I feel my mission is to empower not just the immediate people around me, but just the generations, and also leave something that when I'm gone, that will be left standing and that people can reach back and grab strength from and be able to be strengthened and fortified with what I have to give. Just thinking ahead. All right. Well, listen, you guys, take care. Make sure that you keep those three things in mind: your heart, your mind, and also the totality of who you are, yourself. Love yourself so that you can love others. All right. Until the next time, be empowered. This is Philip Super with your empowerment sessions. I'll see you next time. Hey, I want to thank you guys for your consistency in listening to the podcast. And I want to invite you to join me on Instagram at empowerment_sessions. And I want you to join me on that particular platform, but I'm also beginning a empowerment community on Facebook. It's pretty much a community that I'm cultivating for an environment of encouragement, affirmation, and that we would share with one another the things that would strengthen others. There's so much discord and lack of unity in this current culture and environment that we're living in. And so in order for us to create unity, we have to be intentional. And so along with this podcast, creating this empowerment community is just one way for me to draw people together to begin to open the platform for positivity and great insight and clarity that will help propel each and every one of us to the next levels for our lives, our visions, our goals, and the totality of who we are as human beings, and not being divided by the various differences, but rather being united by our distinctions. So join me at Instagram on empowerment_sessions, and you can also join me on Facebook with the empowerment community. I look forward to seeing your invitations, or rather your requests and your following and your likes. And hey, at the end of the day, remember, this is something that my father told me when I turned 21. He had given me a watch, a fossil watch, and ever since then I fell in love with fossil watches. But in it, he put a note, and the note said this, and I share with you: the world awaits you. I'll see you next time.